Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, a new study suggests that men who marry fat women tend to be having a happier life. A study I'm sure was written by a single fat woman. But seriously, men who marry fat women would only be happier if they were actually attracted to them. And it was before 2010. Today's fat women are just too damn sassy. Remember what they say, that the bigger the fupa, the tastier the chalupa. Also, 3/4 of American women are fat, so that fact doesn't carry much weight these days. Moving on, the black-pilled community is right when it comes to female attraction and chemistry, that the only two things that matter to women are face and height. For the majority of men out there, the only two things that matter for them are youth and weight in women. But I think that black-pillers discount the importance of social status in men. Women lose their minds and get wet when you've got some clout and attention from your fellow men. These days, men can actually pay for more height and also get a better face through surgery, but they can't buy fame. Number three, why are women like this? They say that domestic violence is a serious issue and it needs a solution. But if a man's wife beats him, they laugh at him and shame him. I think it's because women wanted a total monopoly over the victim role, and by laughing and belittling the pain of men, it helps to validate only their own. And of course, women can get away with it because no one calls them out on it. Up next, here are some of those compelled speech laws that Jordan Peterson warned us about all those years ago. This teacher was fined £195,000 for refusing to call a boy a girl, and ignoring a court order not to return to the school. All that because he didn't want to play pronoun games. Yes, folks, he got fined because he wouldn't acknowledge the boys' delusions. Looks to me like the UK is now run by rainbow Nazis. Number five, meanwhile in Canada, Denise here wants to end the practice of women trading sex for rent. Just because no man wants to exploit her doesn't mean that she should be able to prevent men from exploiting women. Trading sex for rent is a practice that's common in many third world countries. I'm glad to see that Canada has gained that status now. How dare her prevent women from monetizing their booties and exploiting the male gaze. Moving on, apparently, according to people on the left, you can't be racist towards white people, because it's not called racism, but prejudice, because we've never been oppressed. Therefore, racism towards the white person is not possible. I guess someone didn't read their history and stories about the Barbary Coast, where pirates from North Africa would travel to Europe and kidnap people and take them back to their slave markets. Apparently, even the ADL doesn't know about that. Number seven, this woman is giving another woman marriage advice and asking her if she ever actually put on a sundress and told her husband that she doesn't trust the government. What a great trad cuck manipulation technique. Most guys are so mesmerized by a woman that's feminine appears to treat them properly that they'll do anything for her. The only reason more men are going their own way than ever and free from gynocentrism is because Western women have stopped being traditional. Up next, Sydney Sweeney never actually said anything political or wore a MAGA hat, yet people are being racist and attacking her anyways. I think the hatred from the left is at least for two reasons. First, they don't want beautiful, slim, feminine women undoing all their efforts to make media personalities ugly. Second, they probably believe that she's insinuating that she has great genes. G-E-N-E-S, and not jeans, the kind you wear. And by default, because she has great genetics, that means that others do not. And that's how insane and petty I believe they are. Number 9, here's a leftoid that once modeled for American Eagle in 2018. And she's wondering if they'd still consider her being a Jewish trans woman and also having great genes. Looks to me like attention is one hell of a drug regardless of if you're a transformer or not. This so-called ad looks like it was taken by an intern with an iPhone. I'm glad to see they fired the people that made the old marketing campaign. It pays to do conservative-style ads now, and the left is losing its mind because of it. Moving on, does anyone remember that time when Riker fell in love with a hologram and was macking it up with what amounts to ChatGPT? To be fair though, a group of aliens made Minuet here to be everything he's looking for in a whammy. But it was really Reginald Barclay that they needed to worry about. Word is that when the Enterprise janitors went in after Barclay, they had to use a blacklight to see how big of a mess he made of the place. Number 11, in this picture there's one woman and three Transformers. Good luck picking the biological one. Hopefully it's the short Asian one, but these days you can never be too careful. To be honest, I bet that they're all real and someone is playing a prank on us. If you want to know a good way to tell if they're female or not, then look at the way they're standing. If their legs are spread apart, then there's a higher probability they're males. Up next, and speaking of men, this one has a forehead that would make most bald men jealous. If she was a rapper, what would her name be? How about Little Forehead? Or Bald and Barbie? Or other good names might include MC Receding or Noggin the Stallion. If Star Trek was hiring actresses for Klingons, they should probably try her out. If it were back in the 80s, you could have been RoboCop's stunt double if she lost enough weight to squeeze into the suit. Number 13, what changed? Why did women in the 1980s, in their 50s, look like the cast of Golden Girls, while today women in their 50s are dressed like they are still in their 20s? In the 80s, there was a lot of bad habits like smoking and drinking, and people didn't know much about lifestyle and nutrition. Not to mention that styles changed a lot in the past. If you gave that woman on the left longer hair, she would look a lot younger. Moving on, meet Shabana Mahmood, the new UK Home Secretary in charge of borders, police, and immigration. Secure borders, here we come. Not. But seriously, what could possibly go wrong here? Nothing like a little bit more enrichment to make everything even better. If you think that's bad, then can I introduce you to the head of the UK education system, as well as the mayors of Brighton in London, as well as the mayors of Sheffield, Oxford, and Rochdale. And they're all Muslims. Number 15 looks like the lighting skills of Hollywood are a joke, since they started doing digital capture. This terrible time will also pass as AI filmmakers put more effort into lighting and story. I used to work in television and had to set up studio lighting. We usually had a key light, fill light, and backlight. When I see these two characters looking at each other, the light should be on opposite sides of their faces. And it's on the same side, which is just plain sloppy. Up next looks like Star Trek Deep Space Nine predicted the future accurately, that today's women would use so many filters on their faces that they'd start looking like Odo, especially the older ones. Even the younger ones are starting to look like this. Maybe it's not the Gen Alpha and Gen Z are aging faster than millennials. Maybe they only look older in their photos because of all the filters that are making them look that way. Number 17, meanwhile in Canada, looks like boomers are starting to regret voting for Mark Carney as Prime Minister. Pierre Poilievre is in the lead again. Too bad there's no election for another 3.5 years. The Liberals used the Trump boogeyman to help them get re-elected. I also don't trust these polls, and Pierre could actually be much further ahead. Then again, Canada is a country filled with liberal morons now, and I think we're doomed. Moving on, this woman wonders what she should do because her husband found her Tinder profile, and now he wants to divorce her. Wait a minute, so technically aren't they both out there cheating on the dating apps? Then again, not necessarily. A friend could have shown him, or he could have seen the app on her phone. As for what she should do, it looks like her natural next step is to start doing OnlyFans and changing her Tinder profile to single and busted. Number 19, in Canadian universities, the majority of students that are conservative now outnumber those with liberal views. And the conservatives are hiding their views. Of course they are. Because if they reveal how they really think and feel, their lefty professors might try and fail them. If you think it's bad in the schools, then just imagine what it's like in the workplace. Universities are political indoctrination camps. Just go in and get your piece of paper and don't fall for the programming. Up next, what the hell happened to the Olsen twins? They're starting to look like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Looks like all the adrenochrome has finally wore off. Obviously, this is AI generated, but you just know that inside they probably look like this after being cared for by someone in the industry like Harvey Weinstein. I still think they're being petty for not being in the Full House reunion. But I guess that when you're billionaires, you don't want to slum it with washed-up stars. Number 21, apparently, there are two types of girls in this world. The ones with short nails and clean butts, and the ones with long nails and poopy butts. Next time I see a woman with ghetto nails, I'll ask her if she has a hard time using toilet paper, and then watch her lose her mind. Also imagine them trying to prepare your food with nails like those. You just know your nutritious feast is going to be covered in fecal matter. Moving on, just so you know, this is a black man in whiteface. Joe then asks, so after this, blackface is okay now? Obviously not, and people are calling for him to be canceled, but this isn't offensive. This would make a great Halloween costume too. I love how he pulls off the stereotypical redneck hippie better than actual rednecks. All he needs to complete his look is a banjo and some straw in his mouth, and for him to go barefoot and dance the square dance. Number 23, and speaking of identifying as something you're not, this woman identifies as a Pomeranian, and says that people need to be less sensitive about her lifestyle. I think someone needs to put her outside before she poops on the floor. I wouldn't be surprised if she's just doing this for attention or to promote her OF page. That's what many of them do these days. I can tell you this much, she's definitely not man's best friend. Up next, do you support the idea of California ceasing to pay all its federal taxes and seceding from the United States as an independent nation? I don't support this. While it does sound tempting, Silicon Valley, and more specifically AI companies there, are America's future. Without big tech, America's over. California is the blueprint for the future of America. Tons of poor people living on the streets while there are more tech billionaires than ever. Number 25 in the last one, someone said that they'd rather go to war than get into this car. Joke's on them, though, because getting in this car is going to war. The estrogen grenades would actually shock you over and over again. Plus, this car is an instant false allegation, and the judge and jury will definitely take the word of five cute goth chicks over you. I don't see any piercings or tattoos on any of them. This picture must be from the 2000s. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.